"He writes from Lower Brixton," said Mycroft Holmes. "Do not think that we might drive to him now, Sherlock, and learn these particulars."
"My dear Mycroft, the brother's life is more valuable than the sister's story. I think we should call at Scotland Yard for Inspector Gregson and go straight out to Beckenham. We know that a man is being done to death, and every hour may be vital."
"Better pick up Mr. Melas on our way," I suggested. "We may need an interpreter."
"Excellent," said Sherlock Holmes. "Send the boy for a four-wheeler, and we shall be off at once."
He opened the table drawer as he spoke, and I noticed that he slipped his revolver into his pocket.
"Yes," said he in answer to my glance. "I should say from what we have heard that we are dealing with a particularly dangerous gang."
It was almost dark before we found ourselves in Pall Mall at the rooms of Mr. Melas. A gentleman had just called for him, and he was gone.
"Can you tell me where?"
asked Mycroft Holmes.
"I don't know, sir," answered the woman who had opened the door. "I only know that he drove away with the gentleman in a carriage."
"Did the gentleman give a name?"
"No, sir."
"He wasn't a tall, handsome, dark young man?"
"Oh, no, sir. He was a little gentleman with glasses, thin in the face, but very pleasant in his ways, for he was laughing all the time that he was talking."
"Come along."